Okay, I guess.
Before we go to the, I would like to say something.
Who's that, Teresa?
Teresa. I think that having anyone on the call is costly. There is a cost. And evidently you have already, Serene, had already figured out the cost of having extra people on the call. I don't think it's, I mean, we voted very carefully about whether directors could be, you know, which directors we wanted on each committee. And it's in the bylaws, which directors can be on the committee. I mean, how many directors can be on each committee or each task force. For affiliates, you are welcome to come on the call and participate. But the other committees where bylaws say one director, two delegates, I think it's clear. And I personally do not think it's right to have, let's say five directors, decide that they want to, that they're not the director for a certain committee, but they decide they want to be on the call. We had a pretty significant discussion about whether the finance chair, for example, could be on this committee and whether they would be voting. And you argued that it'd be fine to have this person on, and we could ask that person's opinion. They could weigh in vociferously or not as to whether we were making a decision that affected the finances. But even if the person's on the call and doesn't say anything, we have to pay for it. And I am pretty reluctant to have directors just come on a call and then, I know me myself, if I was on a call and I have something I want to say, it's hard to control it. So I just don't think that non-committee members should just be able to come and because they're on the call, weigh in on everything, because it's going to make the committee meetings last longer, and actually it gives less time to the people that are actually on those committees to actually participate on those calls. So I am opposed to Serene's motion.
Okay, so Summer's on the
spot. I encourage everyone to listen. I think that you should be able to listen to the stream, certainly.
This is Margie.
Okay.
Margie wants to be on the spec.
Margie, you're after Summer?
And Serene, thanks.
And then Serene.
Thank you, I'm on the spec. Okay, so a couple of things. Yes, any board member may listen into any board meeting, but or committee meeting, but Teresa is quite right when it comes to participation. I mean, I think I was on the finance committee for 3 years. Maybe four, I can't remember anymore, three. And occasionally other people would sit in, and the general rule was, you know, if they had a burning question, they could ask it after all committee members had participated. But certainly, just like our board meetings, the more people who are participating, the longer it would take. And then I'll bring up one of the places where I do see this potentially problematic. So since we're having this discussion, I'll go ahead and touch on it. Our biggest issues, in many ways, legally on committees, are the breaches of confidentiality surrounding personnel matters, whether they're, you know, hiring committees or evaluation committees, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think there are some issues there with people who are non-committee members being on the committees because of the porous nature of the organization and the legal liability that's attendant to that. I think it's a bigger discussion. You know, I myself have been told by staff members from two different signal areas that details of my resume that are not out on the internet are being talked about by people who aren't even on a local station board anymore. That's what happens in every hiring committee. Every single person who goes through this is potentially subjected to our lack of professional responsibility. And I think those committees should be treated differently than, say, all the other committees and the cost issue has come up every time this has come up, which is that generally speaking, yes, directors can listen on the stream and not cost anything. If it goes into executive session, then you need the number to call in. But anyway, so you have confidentiality issues, which we should all be confidential because we're all directors. But in fact, we repeatedly show that that's not necessarily what happens. And this time participating, yes, it gets lengthier with more people. So I concur with what Teresa said about that. But you should be able to hear
Mark,
almost anything.
Okay, Okay, Margie, next.
Okay, so I'm confused again. I thought we were discussing whether or not to uphold Richard's ruling that this is an inappropriate discussion for this
committee.
That is,
right, yes.
Thank
That's
you.
Right, sure.
Thank you. And I think it's totally appropriate, and I want to say that I feel like I want to have, like, I want to get through this. I don't want to argue about things that we shouldn't be arguing about. And at the same time, I want to say to Summer, tell me about it. Tell me when, there were breaches of confidentiality that got us in trouble. Where was that? But
we don't have that much time tonight.
We don't have that much time tonight. I absolutely agree. So I think we ought to vote on whether or not to uphold the ruling of the chair, and I personally am going to vote no.
Thank you. Shereen?
Okay, so I'll try to be brief because it's almost 11 here. Couple of things. The suggestion that we have a problem with leaks, and therefore I don't understand the connection that seems to have been made between a possible leak and a non-committee director being on the call, because, I mean, I don't think such a blanket statement makes sense, so I don't know what that's about. With regard to the cost of the calls, I'm attempting to address the cost of the calls, and I have been attempting to do that for months. So I certainly don't think that we should be saying, and I hope I misunderstood what might have been said here, which is that, well, the cost of one more person being on the call is so prohibitive that a director should not have access to the call if they're not a member. Because if in fact our budgets were so tight, and I've been asking for years before I came to the board what the cost of these calls are, if in fact our budgets are so tight that we plan for 15 people to be on a call, not to worry about a director, an extra director being on, because very seldom do we actually have 15 people on any of the committees called where there are 15 members. So that shouldn't be an issue of throwing us further into the red. My understanding of the argument about the bylaws language that said at least one director, where in 2012 it meant two directors, but when in 2013 it suddenly became crucial that it mean one and only one director, was that it was not a matter of excluding people who I guess we're in the minority, but that it was a matter of not wanting to have a committee membership that was higher than absolutely necessary so that we wouldn't be worried about quorum failure. And if, in fact, that is true, and folks who argued that the issue was quorum when we discussed this in March, think that that was truly their intent, then this is not a problem, because a guest director being on a call doesn't affect the quorum one way or the other. So we cannot both say it is not a matter of exclusion and then argue to exclude people for no valid reason, which seems to me to be what we're looking at here. But again, if in fact, as the IED slash board chair slash, whatever the discussion about the hiring committee was, I'm not even going to touch that one. If, in fact, what she asserted previously is correct, then it needs to be made clear to everyone. But as I said, since it was totally ignored when I was the target, I suspect that maybe it's a rule, it's a practice but not a rule. So in that case, let's make it a rule, because all directors have the same responsibilities and they should have the same rights.
Okay, are there any other comments that I want to make before we vote on whether or not the chair's ruling is sustained or not?
This is Teresa. I just want to apologize if I was not specifically speaking to the ruling.
We need to vote, and Brenda, we need to do it for us. Yes, is if you support the ruling of the chair. Chair rules the motion out of order because he felt like it was already being dealt with, and if a motion like this comes forward, it should come from the governance committee. And yes is a vote meaning you support that ruling, and no is meaning you don't support the ruling. Brenda? minutes or two to vote on this, please.
Sure. Teresa, how do you vote?
I support the chair.
James? Heather?
Yes.
Okay. I vote no. Who's next? Summer? Summer? Can't hear you. You're on mute. Okay, I'll get back to her. Serene, how do you vote?
No.
Okay. Raul, how do you vote?
Abstain.
Okay. Richard, how do you vote?
Summer?
Summer, how do you vote?
I'll uphold the ruling of the chair.
Okay. Richard, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay. And Margie, how do you vote?
No.
Okay. Motion passes.
Okay. That's the last item that I have on the agenda. I appreciate everybody coming tonight and discussing all these important issues. And we're going to adjourn at 9:48. Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you all.
Bye-bye.
Bye.